Hey everyone, I'm back, and today is International Self-Care Day. And if any of you know me, you know that I'm all about self-care and I'm all about self-love and taking that time out for yourself, because I'm a firm believer that if you don't love yourself, you can't love others, and you need to fill up your cup and make sure that you take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. I have some really cool stuff coming up. I have a 7-day series on resilience, the 7 skills you need to walk through life with strength. And every day I'm going to go through each of the skills. So today we will get started on skill 1. So at the beginning of every episode, I'm going to ask 2 questions, which are, is it possible to change the way we react to negative circumstances? And what are the best skills to develop in order to improve resilience? So you can develop certain skills to help you maintain enthusiasm while moving from one opportunity to another, or working through the curveballs and adversity that life throws at us. So to begin with skill 1, you'll learn about resilience and how it can enhance your life. And together we'll explore what resilience really looks like in action. Skill 1. Understanding resilience. In order to strengthen resilience, it's important to understand the concept in depth. Resilience is the ability to move forward by growing through every part of life's process. Struggling is a natural part of living. What matters is how we react to the struggle. It's easy to let difficulty keep us down. It isn't easy to stay afloat when the waters are rocky, and it's okay to feel that struggle. Resilience is associated with toughness. Part of being tough means admitting to difficulty and working through it instead of ignoring it. So we've got, I believe, 6 myths that we're going to bust through right now. These myths often get in the way of resilience and they slow down progress. So myth number 1 is that resilient people don't feel sad. This is a common misconception. Being tough doesn't mean that you cannot feel any emotions. Rebuilding starts by looking at the damage and understanding it so you can move forward. Myth number 2. Resilient people don't take breaks. This myth is false because sustainability of your lifestyle is of the utmost importance, and that means structuring your time to include self-care. It's not easy to stay consistent with considering yourself when you have so much going on. And I think in our day-to-day lives, it just kind of adds up, and before we know it, there's just not enough time to take out for ourselves. And so it's important to make sure that you block out some time, even if it's just once a week, to reset and recharge. Myth number 3. You were either born resilient or you never will be. Contrary to this belief, it's completely possible to strengthen your resilience on purpose. Skills to build this ability are straightforward and will make big positive changes in your life, as you'll see when you listen to this podcast series. Myth number 4. If you're not resilient, it only means that you have a bad attitude. A negative attitude can definitely slow you down and slow down progress, but it isn't the deciding factor in resilience. Strengthening resilience also has to do with taking positive action and changing negative behaviors. Myth number 5. Resilience is only beneficial in times of difficulty. This belief is false because the skills involved in resilience positively impact all areas of your life. They improve your relationships, they improve your enthusiasm and your drive, regardless of the state of your life. Myth number 6, last but not least, is if you're resilient, you won't have any more problems. Unfortunately, life isn't always perfect, and I think we all know that. It ebbs and flows, and we can't always control it. Implementing skills as habits will help you in these times of ease and also times of stress. So it's just a cycle that we go through continuously in life. And as you go through these cycles, you can choose to strengthen your resilience or not. And if you're going to go through them, you might as well work to strengthen it, right? So now we're going to go into the benefits of strengthening your resilience. When you practice the skills that go into being resilient, you'll notice positive changes in your life. Bouncing back from adversity doesn't mean that things will just get back to normal, but that they will get back to an even better place. So, I want you to consider these 4 benefits. Number 1, resilience strengthens motivation and drive. You'll begin to feel more empowered when you practice these resilient skills. For example, being able to look at a situation objectively will help you take more responsibility for your happiness. This will strengthen your confidence and your willingness to take risks. Number 2, resilient people make good leaders. Part of being resilient means knowing what you can do and being transparent about what you struggle with. Good leaders are able to admit when they need extra support. Strengthening resilience will increase your ability to problem solve and ask for direction. Number 3, self-awareness and self-motivation increase when resilience increases. Knowing yourself means knowing when too much is on your plate and when you need to take a break. Setting boundaries with people, work, and yourself will get easier as you practice these resilience skills that we're going to go through, including this one, skill number 1. Number 4, improving resilience will build your ability to accept the truth of what life throws your way. You'll always know what things will get better, and you'll find that you worry less about the worst case scenario. So I just want to end this little segment with a little quote. And that is, the human capacity for burden is like bamboo. Far more flexible than you'd ever believe at first glance. Jody Picoult from My Sister's Keeper. So I'd like to end this episode with how to put these new skills into practice, these skills that we're going to learn for the next 7 days. So I know it can appear difficult to implement new habits, especially when they involve making big changes in your life. Keep in mind that you can learn something from everything you encounter, and this is a good opportunity to learn something that will improve your self-worth and your enthusiasm for life. When you're learning something new, it's easy to beat yourself up for not getting it immediately. I want you to know and understand that the playground for learning is also the playground for failing. So that is the environment. Anytime you're going to fail is while you're learning. So let go of self-judgment and try something new. If it doesn't work out the first time, see what might work for you in the future and go from there. So go easy on yourself when you're seeing what works for you. You'll figure it out and it's all good. So keeping a journal, it can help you get your thoughts out so that you don't have to keep them in your brain. Sometimes this can be overwhelming to have so many thoughts swirling around like a whirlpool. Writing it out can help ease that feeling. And just doing a brain dump can really give you some mental relief. One of the skills that you'll learn emphasizes the importance of building a community. You'll use a skill to implement changes you want to make by asking for accountability. Having people around you who know the changes you're trying to make will remind you of your goals, and they'll support and cheer you along the way. As your self-awareness improves this week, so will your ability to maintain a positive outlook on your progress. If you can look back at the work that you do and be proud of yourself, even if you weren't perfect, you'll be more confident in your ability to grow. Part of resilience is facing difficult things head on. That can bring up some difficult emotions to handle and deal with. So next episode, we're going to explore how to handle those emotions. But I'd like to wrap up this segment with a little call to action, and that is journaling practice. So let's do a little bit of practice for the act of journaling, whether you've ever journaled or not before. Set a timer for 10 minutes and write whatever comes to you, even if it doesn't make sense. Since this episode was about understanding resilience and the benefits, maybe you can write about what resilience means to you, or you can write about circumstances, situations where you felt you had to be resilient or where you could have been more resilient and ways that you can improve. And you can just write about whatever you want. So I'll leave the episode here and catch up with me tomorrow, where we'll go over skill number 2, how to develop your emotion regulation skills. I'll catch you tomorrow or in the next episode. Bye.